Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 48 for January 2nd, 2010. Just shut the F up. This episode of This Week in Fun is brought to you by the new voice-activated Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music and podcast search, and turn-by-turn navigation, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of This Week in Fun. Martin Sargent, we're on episode 48. How does that blow your mind? I'm Sarah Lane, by the way.
It's blown. The mind is blown.
48 big episodes.
So we started this. We started the journey on the good ship TWiT.
It was last December. Because it was before Christmas.
No, I think it was last January.
Martin, beg to diff. I know these things.
So then women, how come we have not done, how come we're not up at like episode at least
52?
I mean, I can't.
Because we've missed a few eps last week, for example. We missed an ep last week.
Well, it was the birth of baby Jesus. Of course we.
Well, yeah, I was in Bethlehem. You were in Arizona. We were doing our stuff. And we actually, for anybody
Sarah.
Watching the show live, we're doing it at a funny time because... Well, this Friday is going to be New Year's Day, and we're going to run into the same problem. And by golly, we couldn't go 2 weeks dark. No. We do that to you all.
Speaking of dark, it's the first show that we've ever done after dark. This is
it's TWiT after dark, like the Peach Pit after dark from the 90210 days.
It's darn black out there right now.
It's black as night, and you know what happens when the sun goes down? Things get a little nutso. Especially when you're on episode 48, which is a great number divisible by 2, 4, and 8.
Do you have drink in hand?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's 5:41.
So unprepared. I got myself a great bottle of Cote de Rhone for tonight, too. I went to Buy-Rite. You ever go to Buy-Rite?
You know, I know what you're talking about, and I know that they've got the ice cream, but I've never actually been in.
It's beautiful. I got myself a ribeye steak in there that I'm going to cook on my new... Molly got me one of these cast iron grills. This is boring for everyone except for the food people in the audience. But this place is expensive. It's all really good stuff. This ribeye was $18.99 a pound. Is that a lot for a ribeye?
It was
almost $20 for my steak. I could go to Sizzler for that.
Okay. Do they have Sizzler anymore? This was a question I asked somebody the other day, and we thought about it, and we were like, I don't know, when's the last time either of us saw a Sizzler? I used to love their
Sizzler
salad.
down 280. At least they used to be.
By the airport kind of thing?
Get the soup and salad deal.
Steak, seafood, salad, Sizzler.
All you can eat shrimp.
What's not to like?
I know it's not to like the other shows on this network.
Why do I keep hearing this stuff? What am I hearing?
I just want to explain to people who may never have seen our show before. This show is different. If you come on here tuning in looking for tech advice, this is the wrong program.
We
don't really do it on this show because you know what? Every other show on the network does all the tech advice. And it gets so boring.
It's so done to death. The tech, you know, there are only so many zeros and ones that I can have in my life before I just want to stab my eye with a fork, you know?
It's you know what it is? It's disgusting.
Nobody cares about tech, Leo.
The other shows on this network are just plain gross.
Oh, well, you know, after a while, it's really gratuitous. The USB ports and the... thumb drives.
Hey, everyone, let's daisy chain.
Oh,
so
look,
boring.
There's a new 3G network up.
It's all about the defragging and the repartitioning and the updating of the kernels, and I've had it. That Gibson, that man's mustache makes me sick.
Steve Gibson, the tech stops here. All right? No more of that.
Ooh, spin right. Ooh.
You know, Steve Gibson, Kevin Rose sent me a link to a recent Security Now episode that I haven't caught up on yet, where Steve Gibson talked about vitamin D for like 20
minutes. Steve Gibson's all about vitamin D, which...
Well, I didn't know this.
I actually... See, I'm wondering, is Steve Gibson profiteering off of this? Does he like have some deal with like a vitamin company?
Hmm.
I don't know. I think he's really... It's vitamin D3, first of all. And I agree with him. You should take a lot of vitamin D. I, myself, take 5,000 IUs a day.
Do you?
I do.
I don't. I'm sure there's some vitamin D in my multi that I take every day, but isn't vitamin D the one where you just got to go outside and get some sun here and there?
I don't go outside in the sun.
Well, that's true.
I'm here in
very pasty. I have spent quite a bit of time in the sun, actually, and that's why I'm a skin cancer candidate today. Put your sunscreen on, kids.
You know, I was saying that all the other shows on the TWiT network are all about tech except for this one. Well, apparently that's not true anymore. Apparently, there's some young upstart out there and his little toady who started this program called NSFW.
Why are we talking about that? A competitor show? Brian,
I don't think
Brushwood.
It's a competition. I don't think it's a competition. At least I didn't think it was a competition until this magician, this trickster, mm-hmm. Brian Brushwood, starts talking smack about us.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Him and his... His little wizard's apprentice. I don't know what the hell this kid's name is.
He's a hack.
They've been talking. They're saying that they're the best show on the network. Or something. And apparently they were in the chat room last night, and they recorded a show last night, and they were saying all sorts of terrible... I just don't get it. Because I started Brushwood's career. And this is
okay. They want a piece of this? Okay, Brushwood.
Wasn't for me, Scam School never even would have got greenlit. And now he's burns me up. Abracadabra. What are you gonna do? Cast a magic missile at me?
I think it's important to note that while we have never mentioned NSFW on our show, they seem to be pretty preoccupied with us. So you know how that goes when you really like somebody, you know, you tend to drop their name quite a bit. First time I'm thinking about them. So, okay, guys, you got my attention. Good on ya. Little Brushwood. So cute.
I'm an illusionist.
He tries. Some people have it. Some people don't. I appreciate those kids trying to keep up. Whatevs. You do your thing. I'm better than you.
Oh, look, there's nothing up my sleeve. There's nothing up my sleeve. Oh, yes, actually there is, and it's called the wrist of an a-hole.
Yeah, you hear that, Brushwood, and your apprentice? You're both a-holes. Now go home and cry to your moms.
I've had it with you guys.
Had it. Up All to right. here. Now that that's out enough. Of the way.
We've said our piece about that garbage. Not safe for work.
Piece of garbage. Now, here I thought Steve Gibson was my only real problem.
Oh,
now I got Brushwood to deal with, too.
Seriously.
I love
this whole network's going to hell.
Well, hopefully somebody
around
at CES, which, by the way, we're not going to.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to CES.
No. We didn't make the CES cut. It's all right, though. I don't need your stupid Vegas conference floor. Who likes that stuff?
Don't like it. Don't like that town.
Stay here on my couch.
I would end up getting an awful hangover and losing a tremendous amount of money.
Yep.
So thank you, Leo, for not including us.
Thank you, Leo. You've really done us a favor.
Hey, did you have a nice Christmas holiday, Sarah?
Martin, I sure did. I had a really nice time. My family and I get together every year. Most of us, not, you know, of the extended family, good group gets together down in Los Gatos, which is about an hour south drive.
That's Spanish for the cats.
That's right. My kind of town. And this year we, well, let's just say the Lane family enjoys a drink here and there. You know, good Irish Catholics. And we started really early this year. Vodka cranberries, which is not really that Christmassy. I don't really know how that happened. But it was a really good time. And when I woke up in the morning, I was paying for it a little bit. But that's how families, you know, that's how my family works anyway. It was fun. What did you guys do in Arizona? You were in Arizona, weren't you, with the folks?
I didn't get drunk the whole time I was there. I barely got
fucked. The only way that we can all handle it.
That's all we do as a family is eat. That's all we do is eat.
What else is there to do? Talk?
Because
you eat, so you don't have
to
talk.
None of us are like physically fit enough to do anything else. My mom's been very sick, and everyone else in the family is old. And of course, my brother is just horribly obese. So there's really nothing that we can do except sit around and eat. So this is what we do the entire time. My mom's kind of going cuckoo. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Gloria, she's losing it.
She's wacky. It's all get out. She's like, I could run, give you like a laundry list of things, but like there's this one I just showed my sister-in-law Kyle this picture because I know that she doesn't like little people, midgets. She's scared of them. So I said, hey Kyle, take a look at this, and it was a picture of a pregnant midget.
Oh,
is that the wrong term?
I don't know if that's appropriate or not anymore. I think
do we
it's
have
little
any
person.
Little people.
I think it's. I think
dwarf.
I think
or something?
Dwarfism is, you know, it's a you know, a genetic condition.
Yeah.
But
well, I'll send out. John, what's your email address, John? Is it John?
Is John a little person?
Twit John.
No.
At Gmail.
What is it?
Twit John.
At Gmail. Well,
now everybody else knows too. Sorry, John.
Well, that's fine. Send him some fan mail. John, I'm going to send you a picture of this little person who's pregnant, and this will get to the point of my story here. I'm going to send that right now.
Yeah, is there a point? Gosh, I don't. We're veering way off course today.
We're way off course. It's terrible, but hopefully it'll all be worth it. All right, John, it has been sent right there. So anyway, my mom is looking at this picture that John's going to call up as soon as he gets it right here. And it was her reaction. I was like, this woman has finally turned the corner. And after, you know, Kyle is just like, she recoiled in horror after seeing this thing. And
hold on a second. A little person can have children just like anybody else.
I know this.
What's so horrific about it? They can't, you know, they probably would like to be the same size as everyone else. Cause I think it's rather inconvenient to be of that stature. I'm a short person. I frequently can't, you know,
would you be considered, you know,
a little
person?
On the
person?
Top shelves.
Are you considered a midget?
Oh, come on.
Where do you draw the line? Like, what is the?
God, you're such a dick. I'm not
point?
A midget. I am 5'1" and a half. I almost am always in heels, so I'm usually like 5'4" standing next to you. And I am vertically challenged. I'm not a little person, you know, that, you know, like little people, big world on TLC.
Like,
those
are you like
are
an
short.
Elf or a gnome?
Well, I'm a troll.
A hobbit? Do you have furry feet?
Yes. Yep. I'm a gnome.
John, did
Am
you
I
get
a gnome
that
or a troll? I don't really know the difference.
No.
You did not? All right. Well, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, or we just won't. Back to it.
Twit John.
Now that I've been lumped in with the
Twit TV, right?
Gmail.
Oh.
Martin, just God.
This was a mess. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, it was a real mistake. We haven't even talked about anything yet. You're accusing me of being a midget, which, by the way, is not the first time anyone's done that. Try to be a little bit more creative next time.
Or I can just cut all this stuff out because it's really not that fun. What is kind of fun, though, is somebody in the space of time that we are talking about Brian Brushwood and his uppity nature, somebody made a website schwoodversussargent.com. So you guys could all go take a look at that right now. It's already up. schwoodversussargent.com. Anyway, really? Let's get into the action. Yeah.
Great.
Like seconds after.
People on the internet are, you know, they hop to stuff. Hey, Marty, really quick, a few people in the chat room have been asking, what are you doing for New Year's? I don't think any of us have any plans.
I don't have any plans.
Isn't that weird? It's like, what are we doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, I don't know. We talked about it a few days ago, and nobody's doing anything. Problem is that the bars are all amateur hour on New Year's Eve.
You're not riding around in a limousine with Kevin Rose?
Nah, we decided not to do that.
Good.
You know how that would be, potentially.
I might go out to dinner with a bunch of people from the bar.
Meet a bunch of old childless drunks. Nice of you to invite me. No, it's okay. There's a couple parties I know about. You know, the tech scenesters, I like to call them. You know, same old same. It's the same people.
Boring.
You know, it's same people just dressed up and kissing each other.
This show is hella boring too. So apparently, you know, we're not getting the picture or anything. So let's just get into the news. Some of the top stories that we'd like to talk about this. Oh, there's the pregnant midget. Anyway, so my mom sees this. She says, Kyle, is that you? Talking about my sister-in-law.
Why?
Because she's going bonkers.
Oh, well, it's okay. It's just Gloria. You know, she had to have you. She had to raise you. I mean, oh, God, it's a wonder she's still, you know, willfully breathing.
Yeah, I know.
Nightmare you are. So
we
anyway,
talked a little
Marty,
bit about our Christmases, neither of which sounded as exciting as this Japanese inventor. Japanese or Chinese?
Yeah, Lee Trung, which actually doesn't really sound like a Japanese name, but whatever, who lives in Canada, actually, so I don't think he's Japanese at all.
So usually you hear about these things, and they're usually Japanese guys.
Right. Well, exactly.
His robot's got a Japanese name.
Well, she's of Japanese descent. Before we get ahead of ourselves, the deal is that an inventor named Lee Trung has sort of dedicated his life for the past few years to the point of bankruptcy even, building and perfecting his very own fembot, who... he spent Christmas with him and his family. Aiko is the fembot's name. And I'm not going to lie. She's pretty cute. She's got real, human hair and some sort of like a skin type of a substance that makes her sensitive to touch. So, you know, if you tickle her, she knows you're tickling her and she might laugh or something. Or, you know, if you caress her lovingly, she knows that too. And the whole thing is just really creepy because at first it's sort of like, oh, okay, like this guy's like, you know, he's like an inventor and he's, you know, into robots or whatever. But then he says things like, oh, she helped us cook the turkey that night. And you think, I doubt that.
Well, maybe this is a very advanced robot.
I mean, come on. She helped cook a turkey? I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
She's drinking champagne with the man.
Yeah, she sure is. The problem is that he, apparently he's had to move back in with his parents because he spent so much time working on Aiko.
He spent 30,000 pounds on this.
Right. He's obsessed with Aiko the fembot. And they don't talk about if there is a sexual relationship between the two of them. But one must assume that maybe when they're alone together,
this is like a real doll. You remember the real dolls.
I remember the real dolls with the open mouths.
Open lots of things. They are anatomically correct dolls.
Right.
And I have a feeling that Aiko has all of those ports.
One would think that if he spent 30,000 pounds, which is
lot more going on than having a USB port on a $30,000 woman.
Am I right?
And I'm not talking about FireWire.
He also says, at first My parents were a little weirded out, but now they just talk to her like she's a real lady. Nobody knows that any different. You know, Lee Chung's parents, I don't know. Words escape me what his parents must think about this whole thing. Maybe they just think, you know what? It's good that he's just talking to somebody, you know, rather than like, maybe it's like a step up from, you know, being in internet porn chat rooms all day or something. He's got Aiko. And she apparently talks, you know, she'll recognize you. And the whole thing is so weird. I don't know. You know, there's pictures of her and her legs look all broken. And I don't know what to think.
I don't know. I mean, good for this guy. I can't say that I might hit that.
Well, you know, one thing that's nice about it is that, you know, assuming she doesn't.
If there was a male version of this robot, would you consider? What's the difference?
It would be kind of nice to have somebody shut the F up and just do what I want. That would be kind of cool.
Like you've never used other
because
sort
guys
of
are always talking
devices.
Back to me, you know, just do what I want. That's all I'm asking for. I don't know why it's so hard.
I'm sure you've been with other things with an on-off switch.
Okay. You know what? This has gone too far. I don't need to talk. We've talked about this, in fact. Little more than I care to anymore. Thank you. TWIF audience knows more about me than I would prefer. So anyway, Lee and Aiko had a lovely Christmas. And all of a sudden, my Lane family Christmas just looked a little bleaker. After I saw how much fun he was having. They're drinking brut champagne, eating chocolate cake. I wonder what her dietary restrictions are, if any. I think like if he puts water in her mouth, she pees like one of those like little baby dolls that girls have. I don't know if I want to know the answer.
I kind of want to know the answer.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't even really know what we're talking about. This is like bizarre.
I don't either. Some guy in the chat room named Beef keeps direct messaging me, and it's getting to be a little bit too much. Stop it.
I don't like it when they do that either. Not during the show. Come on.
His name is Beef. He's not saying nice things either. He's saying that I'm phoning it in.
Oh, you know what, Beef? Get a clue.
I got a beef.
Play with your fembot.
Let's get to the drinking part. All right, we have a new record holder, almost a new national record. This is awesome stuff. Somebody, a woman in South Dakota, has toppled the South Dakota record, the state record for the highest BAC,
which is
0.708%. Incredible. That is something like 9 times the legal limit.
Of course, BAC is blood alcohol content.
Yes.
So that's like what she's blowing when she gets pulled over.
Actually, you know, if you go to the Smoking Gun website, I didn't send this link over when I sent over the show notes, but if you go to the Smoking Gun website, there's actually a mugshot of this woman.
Does she look drunk?
She doesn't look that bad off. That's the crazy thing.
Now, 0.7 is like beyond death levels, right?
Oh,
I mean, people
well
aren't supposed
beyond.
To be 0.708 and be alive.
There's only one other person in the history of the United States on record that has had a higher BAC. And it was also a woman. And it was in Washington State. And the woman in Washington, her BAC was only like 0.02 higher. So this woman, I would be really pissed off by this one. I was like, you got that close, honey. You got that close to getting a world
record. You didn't even set the national record. Embarrassment City.
You screwed it up.
You really screwed it up. South Dakota, what are they doing up there? Seriously. What is going on? You can't even beat Washington State.
Have you ever blown into? I mean, when you tie one on, what are you thinking is your BAC?
Well, you know, I have one of those little tech breathalyzers. You know, they look like little thermometers.
Yeah,
It was kind of a, you know, it was in vogue a few years ago to carry one of those around, and everybody blows.
Wait, hold on. Sorry to interrupt. We're looking right now at the mugshot.
Oh, of the woman.
Doesn't look that bad. Doesn't look that bad.
You know, sometimes the drunkest people, they can fool you. It's like they get so drunk that they transcend what we think of as being drunk. And, you know, she's got a gift, the woman. She's alive.
It's incredible. She was passed out behind the wheel of a stolen car.
So she
had a bad night.
Don't we all, right? Don't we all? Getting behind the wheel was her mistake. Otherwise, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with this.
0.40 is considered a lethal dose for about 50% of the population. She had 0.7.
I wonder at my very most inebriated how
see,
much.
See, I'm thinking two nights ago.
Because I'm pretty good. I could take it down pretty well.
I think I was riding a 0.5 the other night.
No. 0.5? Stop. We were chatting on IM and you were being really embarrassing. we didn't have to go into any details, but you were wild.
I remember everything that I said, and you must admit I did not.
Yeah, because you looked at your chat log the next day.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I did not say anything. Admit it. I did not say anything that I wouldn't say in perfect sobriety, and you know that.
Yes, that's true. It just was a lot more graphic. just very graphic. The visuals very much. So South Dakota woman blows a, you know, 0.708, whatever it was, doesn't even really set a record. Sets a record for South Dakota. There's like three people who live in that state. So, you know, whoop-de-doo. Doesn't die. Goes to jail. Stole a car. And, you know, I hope she can sleep at night. It's a pretty lame thing. Pretty lame.
Who do you think is hotter? You couldn't see the South Dakota woman.
No, I can't see anything. I'm in the dark here.
It's going to do a comparison between her and the fembot. I don't know which one I'm attracted to more.
I think
I'm kind of attracted to a woman who can drink that much, frankly.
Well, that's what I mean. I would be. I certainly would want to hang out with her regularly.
Yeah, that's a
just
lot
to
of fun.
See. You know, like how far are we going to go tonight? Are we going to go 0.08 or 0.8?
Yeah.
What's
this lady doing on New Year's Eve? Like, is she really going to turn it up a notch?
Like, is she like, come on, girls, we got to go out tonight. You know, it's New Year's. Let's have some fun. Well, she's probably going to, you know, be in county over New Year's since she, you know, did some bad things.
She's probably still quite hungover. I mean, this just happened 2 days ago.
If she's been bounced out of jail, I bet she's drinking again. Because, you know, if you...
Do you have to drink after tying one on like that? You got to do a hair of the dog.
I mean, I don't think you have a choice.
I think you don't have a choice.
Like metabolic shock otherwise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's another great drug story. This, of course, happened in Florida. A man called 911. Called 911. Called the authorities. Why? Because he needed a ride to the bar. I like this guy. I like this guy. Now, he said that he had been beaten and shot. This is to try to get the police to come to the house.
Whoa.
And then he also said that he was like bleeding out of his nose and ears. And that people were shooting at him. None of this was true. He thought, though, and he called 911 three times. He thought that if the police would come, then he could be like, oh, well, you're already here. Everything's actually okay. Will you please drive me to the bar?
You know what? I admire this guy's gumption.
I like this guy.
I like this guy.
I think I got a girl for him up in South Dakota.
You know, an easy 10 points. You know, it's Florida. What's not to like? You know, swampy. And then you know, he's had some problems with some friends. Yeah, they beat me, they shot me, whatever. And then he's kind of like, you know, who can I trust? I really need a ride to the bar. You know, I'm kind of in a pickle. I'm going to call 911 because that's who you call when you really got an emergency.
I mean,
which this is.
That was an emergency. He needed to go to the bar. You know what that's like. So here's the solution. Here's the solution to both of these people. This is fun. This is really fun. This sort of puts a bow on this whole little drinking part of the show here. There is a funeral home in Georgia that has a fantastic offer. If you die driving drunk on New Year's Eve, they'll give you a free funeral, which is expensive. They're going to pay for your funeral. They're going to pay for your funeral if you drink and drive or take drugs and die on New Year's Eve.
Wait a second. Hold it. Just hold everyone's horses because funerals cost a lot of money. Who pays for the funeral when you die? Your family.
Right.
Does the family want to pay for the funeral? Of course not. They just do it because they're supposed to. That's what happens. Right. You know, you're supposed to do the funeral.
Yeah.
So they're actually promoting drinking and driving and dying because then the family gets a little, you know, it's like a sale. They're promoting us like, hey, if you kill yourself, maybe somebody else in the process, your family doesn't have to pay for your funeral.
I don't think that they've thought this through very much here.
I don't think that they have.
The package, it includes a casket, a grave, a limousine. I suppose that's a hearse. And preparation of the remains. I mean, this is probably like $10,000-$15,000, right?
Well, they haven't thought it through, but what were they thinking?
I mean, think they were trying to make a point to try to make people think, oh, I see. Uh-huh. If I drink and drive, I might die.
I think you're absolutely right.
I think people might be like, you know, if somebody's on the verge of like killing themselves or something like that, God forbid. Yeah, I could see them saying like, well, if I'm going to do it, I may as well do it on New Year's Eve, get all torn up and then drive into it off a bridge or something like that. My family won't have to pay for it.
My family won't have to pay because it is a hassle. It really is. Whole thing's a racket. You know, it's like weddings and funerals, both way too expensive. You know, so think about what we're doing here, really. But which I'm sure you undoubtedly know a little bit about now that you and Molly are planning your wedding, that things start to add up. Funeral, not much different.
It's incredible, Sarah.
But it is. I don't know, man. Georgia, get a clue. Look alive. no pun intended. But. Yeah, that's really bad idea. Yeah, I get what they're doing. They're sort of trying to shock people into, oh my God, I could die. That's really a big deal. And, you know, maybe I'll think twice.
I think they were probably kind of drunk when they came up with this notion, actually.
Yeah, they were blowing a .708.
Hey, everyone, drinking and driving is stupid. And you shouldn't do
it
on New Year's Eve or ever.
Well, I like living in the city because I can take a lot of cabs.
Even if you're using a Ford Sync. No, especially if you're using a Ford Sync, because the Ford Sync is so cool, it would be a denigration of one of the greatest tech products of maybe this past decade.
You'd be spitting in the face of Ford Sync.
This Ford Sync is wild, Sarah.
Yeah.
It's only available on Ford products. Your Fords, your Lincolns, your Mercurys. And that would pretty much make me want to buy any one of those products because it's basically...
Because you're an American car, dude. Always
have. I am an American car. Mm-hmm. You control everything with your voice, your podcast, your phone, your GPS, everything. Every kind of tech thing pretty much you can name, pretty much it's in the Ford Sync. And you can
learn. Which is like a Minority Report kind of way to live. I mean, that's what we all want to be doing, right? You know, you're almost just thinking it, you know? Let's prank call Leo again, even though he told us that he'd yank our show if we kept doing that. Just say the word. Call Leo. Picks up the phone
again.
And
it would call Leo.
And then it's his wife. She's pissed. It's awesome.
SyncMyRide.com. Go there. Get one. I know Christmas is over, but this is like an amazing Christmas present any day of the year. Get one.
Isn't it SyncMyRidePodcast.com?
SyncMyRide.com.
Oh. Well. I was thinking of the Twitter thing.
Do we have any Indians in the audience? East Indian
Love Ford Sync.
Men. Do we have any East Indian men watching the show?
East no. Indian, as in from the country of India?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, show yourselves, Indian men. I'm looking at the chat room. Raise your hand loud and proud.
No, guess not. Well, it's that may be kind of good because there's some new research out. A survey of more than 1,000 men in India has concluded that condoms made according to international sizes are too large for a majority of Indian men.
Oh, brother. You don't say. See, I wouldn't know this firsthand. This is something I don't have any experience with.
I was going to ask you.
No, I don't. I haven't seen it. Haven't seen them.
No.
One of them.
It's, this was quite a big study. They got 1,200 volunteers, and they had all of their penises measured precisely down to the last millimeter. It turns out that 60% of Indian men have penises which are between 3 and 5 centimeters shorter than international standards used in condom manufacture. Now, this is a problem. I mean, India has more cases of HIV than any other country in the world, and that's. These things are slipping off.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that the thing is like, so I've been to India, you know, I've traveled around and there are a lot of, you know, slender men. You know, they're not all slender, but I mean, I definitely noticed a lot, you know, really trim, nice waist, you know, and tight pants. And where you go, ooh, he's got a really nice kind of a figure going on. But I think that probably has something to do. I mean, it's if you're smaller overall, for the most part, you probably your appendages would follow suit, yeah. Right? You know, I'm small. I have small boobs. That sort of a thing. I know that there are some exceptions, but for the most part, you would think that that would probably be connected.
Well, you have no intimate experience with this.
I don't know.
You've never, when you were over in India, you didn't do any snake charming, as it were.
No, I was married. Definitely did not have sex with an Indian man or see anything penis related. Nothing of the kind. You know, it's a pretty modest place overall. Not a lot of flashers. Not to me anyway, that I know of. Well, that sucks though. That really sucks if that's true.
Well, does it really though? Because... isn't it true that size doesn't matter, Sarah?
It matters a little bit.
This is what you always say. It does?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it doesn't matter that much. Most of the ocean, of course, not the size of the wave. To a point. It matters. I think it depends on the woman, too. You know, women are different, just like men are different. I only know what I know. And that's nothing because, of course, I'm a virgin. I got divorced. You got sick of it.
So I see you're one of those people you require
it, okay. it's you know it's I don't know,
like
again,
like throwing a hot
TMI
dog down a
Sarah TMI.
Well, the thing is, as somebody in India pointed out, size apparently doesn't matter. As this person said, quote, from our population, the evidence is Indians are doing pretty well, which is, I think, an astute point.
I guess so.
I mean, there is a lot of procreation going on in the subcontinent.
Yeah, they're right behind China, in fact. In fact, I think something like between India and China alone make up like 30% of the world's population.
I believe India is on course to surpass China.
And what year would that happen?
I don't remember.
2010, perhaps?
They passed a billion some time ago.
There are a lot of people in India. That's a fact. They are not having problems making the babies.
If you're Indian and you want to prove this whole thing, wrong or true, just take a photo and send it to Sarah at twit.tv.
Please do.
That'd be great.
By the way, Weak Skills, that's not his name. Get a clue. Suck. You fail at life.
Who would you most like to have as a neighbor in terms of celebrities?
Johnny
Depp. Celebrities that you want. Zillow.com, which is that interesting website that'll tell you like the price of any house. Like say you have Steve Gibson's address, you put in Steve Gibson's address and says Steve Gibson's house is worth approximately this much.
Oh, I would love to know that.
And then, it doesn't know that Steve Gibson probably has like this massive bunker underneath his house or something. So it's probably worth more than what's that. It's a poor point. But anyway, this gets back to what I'm asking you. Who would you like to live next to of any celebrities? Any
Johnny
name?
Depp.
Johnny Depp and his wife and child?
No question. Yeah, I mean, the wife and kids, whatever. But if he lived next to me, I could pretend they didn't exist.
See, this is not supposed to be like a something of sexual attraction here. This is supposed to be like who would make the best neighbors.
Oh.
I don't think that you're going to be sneaking over. I mean, come on.
Well, I would just like to see him as we both take our garbages out on Monday night and just be like, what up, Johnny? And he'd be like, hey, Sarah. You know, like we could high five or whatever. We don't have to do
Sarah,
anything.
I was just rolling a cigarette. What are you doing?
I was just being awesome. What are you doing? And I could just be like, I was just watching one of your movies. The newest one, Public Enemies, is pretty good. And he could be like, oh, thanks. Hey,
good?
I'm going to cruise down to my Caribbean island next week. Maybe you'd like to join me and my family. And I would say, totes. It would be awesome. There's no one
Johnny
else
Depp,
I'd rather live next to.
Johnny Depp wasn't anywhere on the list for either good or bad. Can you make a guess of who most people said is the most desirable celebrity neighbors?
I don't know. Brad and Angie?
No, they're not on there either. Why would anyone want to live next to Angelina? She'll
because
steal
they
your
like
man.
To, I don't know. People seem to like her a lot. I don't get it.
All those kids? I don't want to live next
never
to all
gotten
those kids.
It. Never really gotten the whole thing with her. Skinny. She's got a weird body.
The answer... The Obamas. Most people would like.
See, I don't think of them when you see celebrities. I think movie stars. I'd love to live next to the Obamas. They seem nice too.
I don't think I would like to live next to the Obamas.
Why?
Because there's too much security, and I don't want the Secret Service like looking and like you know what if I'm doing something a little against the law? All of a sudden, I'm going to get arrested because there's Secret Service guys in my bushes.
Well, I mean,
not that I do anything.
I wasn't assuming that you would be living next to the White House if you lived next to Obama's. I thought that this was like fantasy land kind of thing. I would like to live next to Barack when we're both taking our garbage out. And I could be like, hey, Barack. And he'd be like, hey, Sarah.
What's up,
Barack? Oh, nothing. What's up with you? You know, health reform. Cool. How's Bo? That would be awesome.
Dude, that Nigerian guy totally screwed you, didn't he, Barack? Making you look like a fool.
I bet he doesn't have the same problems that Indian men have. Just inflation. Wouldn't know. So, Marty, it's 6:22 and I got to sign off at 6:30 because I have a movie to catch.
Shoot. Okay. Just real quick, the Octomom was the least.
Who'd want to live next to that bag?
Sarah Palin was number two. People want to live next to Sarah Palin. Can you believe that? Followed by
yes.
Ellen DeGeneres.
A lot of people love that woman. I defies logic. I don't get it.
Taylor Swift, Oprah. Finally, Tom Brady and his model wife, Gisele Bündchen. Crazy. All right, we got to get going. So why don't we just play Tweet Beat and take it home?
Let's play Tweet Beat.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Cue the mute.
And let's do it.
We took him off guard.
And
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweet Beat. Are you ready?
everyone. Time to play the game the whole internet's buzzing about. It's called TweetBeat. Sarah, let me explain to you how we play this game. I am going to give you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those words or phrases was tweeted the most times over the past 24 hours, or in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand?
Martin, I think I understand.
Do you need an example?
This is a little of a crazy premise, but I think I got
it. Can I give you an example to make sure that we're on the same web page here?
Okay. But yeah, maybe we should.
So if I were to say which has a louder tweet beat, Blue Moon or Sarah's face looks like the ass of a baboon, you would probably say.
Toughie, but I'd say Blue Moon for brevity's sake.
Do you know why?
Because
it's going to be a blue moon on New Year's Eve. That's why.
This I know, actually. A full moon, a blue moon. Things are going to get so freaking crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Up.
You know how people go crazy with the full moons, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a real thing. It's a lunar thing. Ocean tides. Lunar.
All right. So you understand the rules. I will just say to you that I perform these metrics at around 12:30 p.m. today.
All right.
Are you ready for your first? What are we going to play for?
Well, poop. I don't know if I'm going to see you tomorrow. I would like to. I don't know if you guys don't go out, you know, like unless you like.
We're going to do something.
Well, you know, I'll do something too. I'm not just going to sit home and.
Well, maybe we'll go out drinking together. And if we do go out drinking, then the winner of this gets treated to drinks by the loser. How about that?
For the entire duration of the evening?
Until the new year.
That is a game worth playing for.
Let's do it. All right. Which has a louder tweet beat? Jim DeMint or No You Didn't? Jim DeMint or No You Didn't?
Which how is didn't tweet being spelled?
Like didn't.
Okay. No, you didn't. Or Jim DeMint. No, you didn't. Now, so when people say no, you didn't, that doesn't really imply spelling it D-I-D-N apostrophe T. But how else would you spell it? So it kind of makes sense to me that maybe they would just sort of do that sort of thing. No, you did not say that. No, you didn't. Jim DeMint. I don't know who this Yahoo Jim is, but I think that people might have been saying his name more than they've been saying, no, you didn't. So Jim DeMint, that's my final answer. I'm not going to overthink this. I'm just going to go with my gut, my flora.
You don't know who Jim DeMint is, but you're going to go with him anyway.
Yeah, why not?
You don't have any idea why Jim DeMint would be in the news.
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. I don't have to tell you why I come. I arrive at the things I arrive at. That's my personal information. I don't have to share that if I don't want to.
Well, Jim DeMint is a senator from South Carolina who is trying to block Obama's nomination of the new head of the TSA. Well, we need one really bad right now because he's afraid that the guy that Obama wants would allow TSA people to unionize.
Okay.
Jim DeMint. You think that he might be tweeted more than no you didn't?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Final answer.
Final.
Judges. You are correct. You are correct.
Okay.
And I hate it. I hate it when you get these things right. You have no idea why.
Listen, I heard about this. I just didn't realize his name was Jim DeMint. I'm sorry. A creme de menthe, I would know.
Jim DeMint, 431. No, you didn't. 162.
Going swimmingly so far. Free drinks till midnight in my futuro. Let's keep this going.
All right. Here's your next challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? San Francisco sea lion or Mayan?
M-A-Y-A-N.
San Francisco Sea Lion or Mayan? Which has a louder
T? M-A-Y-A-N.
M-A-Y-A-N.
Okay, so.
Mayan calendar.
All right, so the whole, you know, end of the year, Mayan calendar, end of the world, that whole thing, 2012, that all I can see being tweeted about a fair amount. I mean, I haven't really seen any of it, but I can see that. Now, I also know that the sea lions down at Pier 33. Okay, well, whatever. Are disappearing. And as
the mystery, nobody knows why.
Pier 23. It's a mystery. It's probably global warming.
No, it's Pier 39, actually.
Oh, Pier 39. God, right. What's the matter with me? Pier 23.
It took somebody in the chat room to point that out to me. Yes, it is.
I know my bar is down on the waterfront. So I know that is something that's been talked about, certainly within, you know, people that live here, because we're like, oh yeah, we know the sea lions. You know, you go down to eat at Greens, for example, and you see them outside. They're down there. But San Francisco Sea Lion, which would be part of the San Francisco Sea Lions, are disappearing. No one knows why. Or Mayan. Well, shoot. This is a tough one because it is the end of the year and it's, you know, people talk about the Mayan calendar. Sorry, I keep adjusting my mic, everybody. I just don't want to be like over breathing into this thing. San Francisco Sea Lion or Mayan. I don't think that many people would be talking about this outside of San Francisco. And yeah, there are a lot of tweeters here, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, we just represent a small part of the Twitter community. Oh goodness. San Francisco Sea Lion. And it's the way that they say sea lions in San Francisco are disappearing would not apply. So it's all about the way that it's being stated.
What might appear in, if there was a headline in.
A big story
hit the wire today.
Or Mayan.
And you have Mayan, which you typically pertains to 2012.
Sea lion story I saw a couple days ago. That was not something that I was, you know, just hearing about today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you perform your metrics at 12:30, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go with Mayan. I'm going to go with Mayan because that was my gut flora reaction, and it served me well the first time. Let's do this. It's 6:30, by the way.
Final?
It's my final.
That's judges? Right. You're correct.
Well, haven't I won?
Real quick, double or nothing on the last one. It's the last tweet beat of the year. Come on, you got to go double or nothing with me.
Free drinks till midnight. Why would I give that up?
Gotta go double or nothing.
Fine. We can go double or nothing just because
I'm such a nice... Which has a louder tweet beat? Wild horse roundup or shut the F up? And they spelled out what the other three letters were there. Wild horse roundup or... Oh, I'm sorry. It's wild horse roundup or just shut the F up. Just shut the F up. Wild horse roundup or just shut the F up.
And it's F-U-C-K.
Yes.
Okay. Just shut the F up or wild horse roundup. I don't know. I think STFU, the, you know, acronym, if you can call it an acronym, is more widely used than actual the spelling out of the whole thing on Twitter for the most part. Again, 140 characters and just kind of like, doesn't have such a sting. So we'll go with Wild Horse Roundup. It just seems like...
Because they're rounding up all those horses and killing them in Nevada. Is it Nevada?
Nevada, not Nevada. Only people from the East Coast up in those weird areas that might as well be Canada say things like Nevada. Nevada. Wild Horse Roundup. Let's do this.
Final.
Lingo. Bam.
Judges. It's going to be a dry New Year's Eve for you. Incorrect. Should all acquaintance be forgotten?
Guess who's not hanging out with you tomorrow? Guess who's decided that she's going to go do something else?
No drinks for Sarah Lynn.
No drinks for, no free drinks for you if you don't have me. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby.
Just shut the F up. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, for watching, not just this show, but all the shows that we have done for you this year. It was a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot more fun next year. Maybe we'll put a little bit more preparation and thought into them for the new year. That might be our New Year's resolution. Thank you so much for watching and for listening. Sarah, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone.
All kidding aside, I can think of no two people I would rather ring in the new year with than you and your beautiful, blushing bride-to-be.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, until next time and until next year, have fun.
Without.